Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Six young contestants, overseen by grown-ups who barely managed to escape childhood themselves, learned that winning isn't everything in the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. The show's presented by Strauss Theater Center beginning on May 30th. Director Jason Reinhardt and Putnam cast member Ben McQuillan join me to share more. Welcome to you both.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Glad that you're here, Jason. Your directorial debut. So how has it been?
It's been fun. I've always been in the pit, conducting shows and operas and musicals, and I've always kind of, you know, watched other people direct shows, and I was like, that looks fun. I wish I could be part of that process, and here I am.
Now, the audience truly feels that they're walking into a spelling bee, perhaps even more than spectators. How does the show open?
Well, as soon as you walk into the theater, you have an opportunity to sign up to be a guest speller on the show, basically. And we pick four audience members at random. They come up. Actually, we call their name. They have to come up on stage. We have a seat waiting for them on stage. They sit among the cast. And I don't want to go into too much, but they're part of the show. They get to go to the microphone and spell words and ask for definitions and use in a sentence. And they actually get to be a part of the spelling bee.
Well, the setting of the spelling bee, would you describe it maybe a Midwestern town or?
It's probably a Midwestern town in a rural setting. These kids don't have a lot to do, but they do a lot, if that makes sense. One character, Marcy Park, you know, she plays music. She plays on the hockey team. She plays on the soccer team. She's in the band. I mean, she does everything. So it's probably a small rural town that these kids come from. And typically, you know, you're driving through the Midwest, you see like Putnam County High School or whatever county high school. So it's probably more rural.
Yeah. Well, Ben, for the reigning champion of the spelling bee, I'm sure these guest contestants, no sweat for you. You're in the role of Chip. Tell us about your character going into this contest.
Well, Chip is a Boy Scout. He's a local baseball star. He's pretty much like the alpha male of the group, and he goes into the competition very, very confident. He's riding on the high of last year's win, and he's confident that he can go back to nationals and do better. But at the same time, there's always this fear in the back of everybody's heads, and that's kind of one of the motifs of the show, is that not everything is to be taken at face value. And so even though everybody's giving off these different fronts and these different facades, they're all just facades. And really, whenever the show closes, you have a much better understanding of these characters and the emotions that they go through.
Yeah, now your character is going through some, well, let's just say challenging times.
Yes.
And we learned about the internal challenges that are going on with the characters in the show. How does that factor into some of the interactions that we'll see in this performance?
It's strange because these are all, they're different ages as well, because there's a chance. I think you get seven years to try to win the spelling bee. And so they're all kind of different ages, and they're going through different things, but at the same time, they all come together. And so there's this air of brotherhood, but at the same time, everybody's really got their own issues going on, and so they clash sometimes. Sometimes people don't get along, and then other times there are sparks that you wouldn't have expected.
But it all adds up to a lot of laughs, I'm sure, along the way.
Almost too many laughs, probably. It'll be hard for us.
Yeah, we mentioned some of those challenges. Jason, I think even more so with Rona Lisa, who is getting everything underway with the spelling V, and Vice Principal Panch and their relationship here.
Yeah, Rona is the winner of the third annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and she just quite can't let go of it. She likes to be in the spotlight a lot. And, you know, Vice Principal Panch is called in at the last minute because the other person could not be there. And so he didn't really want to be there in the first place. He made a big episode like 5 years previous when he was asked to do it and hadn't been asked back yet. And so now he's finally been asked back.
Somewhat barred.
Yes. And but, you know, he kind of likes Rona. And but she definitely does not return the affection.
Well, one of the biggest things is the musical score. It really introduces us into the characters and understanding them. Share about some of the selections and how that music plays into the story.
Well, each of the main spellers has their own song. Actually, everybody in the show has their own song except for Panch. Mm-hmm. Trish Mahoney, who's the comfort counselor. Originally, it's Mitch, but we cast Allie Freeloo in it, and she's now Trish Mahoney. But every speller has a solo song that they sing, and it kind of gives you more insight into their personality. And I'm excited because not only is this my directorial debut at the Strauss, but it is a live orchestra that we're using, which hasn't been done at the Strauss for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And we have Julian Jones on the piano, Colin Crawford playing sax, clarinet, and flute, and Matt Anderson, who will be on percussion.
Looking forward to the show beginning on May 30th at Strauss Theater Center. Performance dates, as well as finding out more information, how can you do so?
Performance dates we open a week from today. So next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 30th, 31st, and June 1st, and then June 6th and 7th. Information, call the box office at the Strauss at 323-6681, or you can go online to our website at strausstheatercenter.com.
Strauss Theater Center with the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee with director Jason Reinhardt, Ben McQuillan as Chip in the performance. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.